Yonni about Chag HaShavuos from Masechta Shabbos Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph. Now the Gemara brings down a few incidents about what happened exactly by Har Sinai B'Shas Klai Yisrael was being mekabel the Torah. Now the Gemara darshens the pasuk in Shemos Yutes that says Vayisiyatzvu B'Sachte Sahor, and Klai Yisrael stood at the bottom of the mountain, the bottom of Har Sinai. So Oma Rebbe Avdimi Bar Chomo Bar Choso, that Malamedes comes to teach us that Shekofo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Esahor Kigigis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself covered them with the mountain as though it was a vat. And Omar Ravacha by Yaakov, Mikan, from here, Moido Rabbali Araisa. From here, there's a strong notification of the acceptance of the Torah. Meaning to say, Klai Yisrael has an answer. If Hashem would ask them later on, how come they're not being Mekayim the Torah? They have an answer back to say, we were forced into Kabbalah's HaTorah. It was forced upon us. That's called Moido Rabba. Moido usually says this, Amo, before you give a get, you want to know the gets, you go take them and say, no, I'm being forced to do it, I don't really mean it. See, also, Moido Rabba, there's a big notification here that Klai Yisrael was forced into it, and therefore is a little excuse later on why they were not Mekayim the Torah. But Omar Rava says, though, Afal Pikein, even though, nevertheless, Hodor Kibluhu B'Meach HaShverosh, that Klai Yisrael accepted the Torah again in the days by the Nes of Achashverosh Purim. Of course, it says in the Megillah that Kimu v'Kiblu HaYehudim, that the Yidden established and accepted. And we explain this, it means Kimu Mashekiblu Kfar. They established in the days of Achashverosh that which they have already accepted in the days of Moshe. And Rashi explains, B'mei Achashverosh, it was Me'av Asanes, after the Nes, the downfall of Haman, they saw that tremendous Abba, tremendous love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenaslem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to them. So then they made a Kabbalah Me'av willingly, whereas at the beginning by Har Sinai, there the Kabbalah was Bainus. So really, Tosafos asked the question, what do you mean it was Bainus? Klai Yisrael already said, Nasa v'nishma. They accepted the Torah with a beautiful Lashon. We'll see the Gemara later about Nasa v'nishma. That's a Lashon the way the Malachim talk. So Tosafos answers that Rabbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid that maybe there'll be Chayza when they see the Eish HaGdolah, like we'll see the Gemara's later talk, was Yotcha Nishmosan B'Shas De'aseras HaDibros. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid there'll be Chayza, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force it upon them. And then Tais also asks that the Gemara Navoi Dezorah says that there's a taina the Goyim have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how come you didn't force the Torah upon us? Mashma was a good thing to be forced upon. And here we say, no, that Maidor Rabba, that Klai Yisrael will not be punished because they're forced upon it. So Tais explains the other Gemara means about the Kabbalah, that it would be a taina, why weren't you Mekabel the Torah? If Hashem forced it upon you, then for sure there should have been a Kabbalah. Here the Gemara is saying, Avada Klai Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah by Har Sinai. Shows there's a Maidor Rabba that later on, if they do Averis, they don't deserve that much punishment, because the punishment is to have a little excuse, they were forced upon it. So it's only excuse for the punishment, but not for the Kabbalah. And then Tais asks further, the Gemara in the Dormitz Mashma, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kerah's bris with Klai Yisrael on the Torah and the mitzvahs, Ve'yashbi, and like we always say, Loshen, Mushma V'yoymed, Mehar Sinai. We were sworn in by Har Sinai for Kabbalah's HaTorah. Mashma was done Barotzen. So Tais answers, that was all done Api Adibur. It was through the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur, and therefore that's Ksidik Kabal Korchem. But by Achashverosh, there they mekabel midaitam of their own free will, meyavas hanes, that was a greater Kabbalah. And really the Mashorius, if so, before the Nes of Purim, Klai Yisrael has this hepta, they shouldn't get punished because they're forced into it. So why was the Beis Hamikdash Arishin Chorov? As before the Nes of Purim, because of the chet of Avodah Zarah, Luchura, they shouldn't have been punished. It was Maidor Rabbi Yeraisa. Mashorins is that Avadi Bimei Yeshua, in Yeshua's times, they were Makabal not to be able to Avodah Zarah, and that was a good Kabbalah. And therefore, by the Bais Arishin, they deserved to be punished because of the chet of Avodah Zarah. Now, on Taisus Kasha, the Klai Yisrael was Makabal the Torah, and they said Nasa Venishma, the Chutz Mashma, was Barotzoin. So the Rashba answers this question by saying that goes on Torah Shabiksav. And Echnami Torah Shabiksav, Klai Yisrael was Makabal Be'emes Barotzoin with the din of Nasa Venishma. Just Torah Shabal Peh, that they were Makabal, that they had to have a Kfi, and on that they were forced into. And in Shmuz of Chayim Shmulevitz, it tells Mazba that even though by Kabbalah Satoru we dashin, by Yichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor, that Rashi brings down, Kish Echad Bleiv Echad, that they had Achtus, they were together, there was Achon of a Kabbalah Satoru, but still, like our Gemara says, there was a greater Kabbalah, B'Yemei Achashverosh. Why, he says, because over there, since they went through the Tzorah, they were in the Tzorah through Haman of Lahashmid, Laharik, Labed. So when you go through Sakona, you mevatel all yak pedis against one another. You have no more kino, no more sino. And there, that tremendous amount of avo and achvo. And that was a greater Kabbalah Satoru, because there they were zeuche ta'achtus shlemus. And same thing the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on the Pasuk of Sheker Hachain Vehevela Yoifi. And the Gemara says, Sheker Hachain, that goes in the Dorsha Moshe of Yeshua, that the Isaac Betoira Harbe. Vehevela Yoifi goes on the Dorsha Chizkiyo, that also they're all Isaac in Torah. But Isha Yiras Hashem, he Tesal, that goes on the Dorsh Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. The Gemara says, Sho Yeshisha Talmide Mischasim Betalasachas, and still be asking Betoira. The Mishas HaDoichik, six Talmidim had to use one blanket, and they had such achdus, they still learned the Torah together. Is even though they learned the Torah by Moshe, by Koporim, there wasn't that much achdus there. It wasn't the complete Kabbalah. But here, B'yemei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, where there was a Tzorah, they didn't have too much then. But six Talmidim were able to sleep on the one talis that shows how much Avo V'Yachva they had. That was tremendous Achtus. That was a real, that's called Isha Yiras Hashem Mitasalol. It could be this, the Klal of Zekla Godo Batur Haftarecho Kamecho. The Torah wants us to be Avo V'Yachva, to Mevatol all our Sinas Chinam, all our Akpodo, all our Tainas against one another, and Bekeh to be Achtus, to be together. That's the way Klai Yisrael is their B'Shleimus, and that was a great, therefore there was a greater Shleimus of Achtus B'Yemei Achashverosh than there was B'Yemei Moshe B'Shas Kabbalah Satoru. So rather there was a Kabbalah Satoru, but just wasn't as Shleimus as it was B'Yemei Achashverosh. Also, the Maral Meprak says that the pshat from Kimu v'Kiblu b'mei Achashverosh was that there were meisa of a new mitzvah, the mitzvah of Megillah. The pshat is year on, the more the year on, that shows you have a love for it. The more love you have, the more you want to add on to it. So Baal Klaisel added on another mitzvah, Megillah, that shows a tremendous Ava for the Kabbalah Satoru. There's limit for us. When we do the mitzvahs, we do it through Ava, we add on to the mitzvah. We have more hiddur in the mitzvah. We put more kavanah into the mitzvah. We put more money into the mitzvah. That shows our Ava for the mitzvah. And Avad and Avad, for limit HaTorah, the more time we put into limit HaTorah, the more it shows our Ava for Torah. Other Bali Musa answered Tais Kasha, the Wider Kosh Rach, after forced them to Makambo the Torah. The Khurdi said Nasa Venishma, Adma Forshim Senechlami, for this door, Havada, they said Nasa Venishma, the Kabbalah would have been enough. But Kosh Rach was afraid for the future generations that maybe then they want to go against the Torah, they won't be Makambo the Torah. So therefore, Kosh Rach had to force it upon them now with such a strong impact, as if that a person always has to live with this impact, that the har, a mountain is on top of your head. If you're makabel the Torah, good. If not, does it come down on top of your head? A person will live this way. There's no doubt in all generations, there'll be a tremendous Kabbalah HaTorah. Now the Gemara says, Oma Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah says, Maidich Siv, What's pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim that says, Mishamayim hishmato din? From Shamayim you made judgment. In other words, that through the Torah, and they heard that Eretz Yoro v'shakota, that the earth became afraid, and then Shakota became calm. So the question is, im Yoro loma shakta, if it became afraid, so why did it become calm? And v'im shakta, if it became calm, loma Yoro, why did it become afraid? Sela the pshat is like this, that betchila Yoro, at the beginning, before Klaisel accepted the Torah, the earth was afraid. Ulab Saif, but afterwards, at the end, after Klaisel was Makabo the Torah, then Shakoto, then the Oritz calmed down. And what's the Pshat? So Gemara explains now, for Loma Yoro, why was the earth afraid that maybe Klaisel would not be Makabo the Torah? Kidder Rash Lakish, like Rash Lakish says, the Yomer Rash Lakish says, Maidich Siv, what's the Pasuk say in Bria Soilom? That it says, Vayi Erev, Vayi Voike, Yom Hashishi, was the sixth day. So, hey, Yisera Lomli, why does it say Yom Hashishi? It just should have said Yom Shishi. So, hey is extra. So, Shlokesh Dashin's Malamli comes to teach us that Shehisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Bracious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Tanai, made a condition with the creation of the world. And the Yomalem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, that Im Yisrael Mekablam HaTorah, if Klai Yisrael will accept the Torah later on Vav means Vav B'Sivin, on Shavuos, is Atem Miskayomim, you will be in existence. But v'yim lav, if not, if the Klai Yisrael does not accept the Torah, ani mach sereschem l'toy v'vo, I will return the earth to destruction, to emptiness, the way it was before Bria Soilom. So therefore, before Klai Yisrael accepted the Torah, the Oris was afraid, maybe we're going to be destroyed now, we'll go back to Tov v'vo. But after Klai Yisrael accepted the Torah, then Shakota, then the Oritz became calm. Now, from the sugi before, we spoke out already, Tosfos Kashya and Avodah Zarah, that this Gemara comes out good according to the Rabbanan, that on Vav B'Sivan, that's when there was Kabbalah HaTorah. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, Kabbalah HaTorah was first on Zion B'Sivan. And so how do we dash in Yom HaShish? It's not the sixth, it's the seventh. And we said, Tosfos answers that Moshe was Hosef Yemecha Midaitoi. Really, like we explained, Pshat the Magen Avraham, that really the Zman Matan HaTorah was on Vav B'Sivan. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael the Koyach to Darshan the Torah. Just Moshe right away darshaned and was Moshe of Yemech Midaiti, pushed it off another day till Zayin B'Sivan. But I call upon the Matan of like the Kabbalah HaTorah, Klai Yisrael accepted it, Tak on Vav B'Sivan. So that's the Yom HaShishi. That was the Tanai. If it'll accept it, good. If not, not. Now this, the Nefesh HaChaim talks about that we have to know that it's Lamaisa, that left to be 1 second in the whole world that nobody is learning Torah. You have to know that the world will go back to Tohu Vavohu. This Kabbalah, this Keseda, doesn't just mean they're Mekabled once, but it means Keseda. This is the Koyach, this is the energy that keeps the world going. The fact that we learn Torah. From Rav Aaron Kotler Zitzel, that people used to have tainas on Lakewood, like people are sitting and learning too much. Go out in the world and tuif and do for the world, become doctors, help out the world. What's your contribution to the world? And he used to answer them, like shout the fools, the biggest contribution you can give to the world is to keep the world going. And that's the Limud HaTorah. There's a Tanai in Maisa Bereishis. If there'll be Limud HaTorah, then there'll be a world. That's the existence of the world. But if there'll be 1 second that nobody in the world would be learning Torah, the world would go back to Tov Avoh. So comes out that the greatest contribution a person could give to this world is the Metzias of learning Torah. And also, it's the greatest chesed that a person could do. Rav Kotler Stahl's Mazel, the Bryce, we say in the morning, Gelo Dvorm, Shodom Eichel, Parasem, Be'olom Hazeh, Va'akeren, Kiyem, Zalol, Mabo, and it ends off with Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. And here it's talking about Midas HaChesed, it's Midas Keneged Midah. That chesed, since you help out somebody else in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Parasem in this world, even though the Keren, the Iker reward is Nerlom Mabo. So it ends off with Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Mashm, even as the midas of chesed, of helping out one another, the greatest chesed a person could do is Limud HaTorah. Because that's the greatest chesed, you're keeping the world in existence. Now the Gemara says, Dorash Rebbe Simoy, Rebbe Simoy Darshan, that Bishor Shekdimu Yisrael Nasal Nishma, before Kabbalah HaTorah, when Klal Yisrael said that Nasa we will do, and Venishma we will listen to the Torah, is Bo Shishim Ribuya Shomalchi Ashoros. There came 60,000, means 600,000 Malchi Ashoros came. L'chol Echod V'yecha Yisrael, as one Malach came to every Jew, to one Jew. At that time, when they went out of Mitzrayim, there were 600,000 Jews, men, from the age of 20 till 60. So 600,000 Malachim came, one to each Jew, and Karshruloi Shneik Sorim. They crowned each Jew with two crowns. Echod Kineged Nasa, one because they said the word Nasa, V'yechod Kineged Nishma, they said they would listen. Rashi says these crowns was Miziv Ashchina. These were the shining rays that came from HaKadosh Baruch himself. Like it was Nikar and Klal Yisrael, their tremendous Madrega, or the Kedusha they received now. But the Gemara says, but V'chiv and Shechot Yisrael, when the Klal Yisrael did the Chet of the Eagle, is Yordu. They came down from Shemayim Meya V'yeskim Ribuya. 120, 10,000 means 120,000. Malachi Chavola came down, Lochem of Destruction, Opirkum. They took away their crowns. In other words, one Malach came to take away one crown. So instead of having 600,000 that brought down two, a beast, to take it away, it was one Malach took away one crown. They had to have 120,000. Shenema, the Pasuk says, it's not Lubin, it's all that said, Yom. Like Klal Yisrael was stripped, like they lost, at Yodman the ornament, Meharcher that they received, Meharcher means Hasminai, because it was taken away, the Xtorim, the Zivashkina that they received. That's what Omer Rabchom says, Omer Rabchom Barchanino, that Becherev Tonu, Becher means Behar Sinai, they received the crowns, and Becherev Pirko, and Behar Sinai was taken away. And explains the Kharif Tornu by Kharif that was given, that's put on them. Kidamor, like we said before, that 600,000 Malachi Asheros came down. And the Kharif Pork was taken away, the Sikh Pasuk says, by Yitznaslu B'nai Yisrael, that B'nai Yisrael was stripped, was taken away from the crowns. And Omer Reb Yerkanon, that the Chulon Zocha Moshe, V'notlon, that now all these 120,000 crowns all came, the Zivashkin all came to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Tomuk, the Pasuk says right after this, O Moshe Yikach Esoil, and Moshe took his tent. Rashi says the word Yikach he took means Oitze Odi, took those ornaments. Rashi says means when the word Oil, Blush and Boholoin Eroin. Rashi says this was the Keren or Ponov. The Pasuk says the Moshe Rabbeinu's face was shining, Christ could not look at him. That was from all the Zivashkin that Moshe Rabbeinu took from all the crowns that were first given to Klal Yisrael, now was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the Mashal learns that these two crowns every Yiddish received was the Pshat was that was a caster of Malchus and a caster of Kuno. But the Pasuk says, V'yatem tiyu hamlechus peinim, that he received the crown for the kingship and for the Kuno. And now it was taken away, it was given to Moshe, the Pshat is that now Moshe came like the Melech and came like the Kohen. And Omer HaShlokit, HaShlokit says, that Otsid HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Achzir Lanu, in the future HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it back to us. Shenema, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Yishayo that says, Ufiduye HaShem Yishuvan Uvol Tziyam Verina V'Simchat Oilam HaRosham, means that the redeemed ones of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return and come to Tziyam with song and an everlasting joy upon the head. So we dash in the means Simcha Shema'ilam HaRosham. This means the joy that was upon the head a long time ago. In other words, the crowns that they received by Har Sinai, Mitzvah Shem will be given back at the Klal Yisrael. Now when Reb Shlokit says, Osta HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachzir Nefil HaShayla, somewhere in Osta goes on, Oilam HaBor, the Gemara says, what is Oilam HaBor that Tzadikim Yoichim Vitrotzeim Verosheim Nenim Zim HaShayla, that they get back this crown and they enjoy the Zim HaShayla. The Mashal says here, Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Mitzvah HaMashiach then will be given back to Klal Yisrael, their Malchus and their Kuno. That's the Pshat, I'll get back these two Tzorim, which was Malchus and Kuno. Now the Gemara says, Mishnah. But the time of Klal Yisrael said first, Nasa, we will do, and then Nishma, we will hear, is Yotzeh Tzabatko V'yarmulhem, a Baskel like from the heaven, a voice came out and said to them, Nidilol Levonai Rozzeh, Jamalcha Hacharis Mishnam Chaboy, like Nidilol who revealed Levonai to my children, Rozzeh, this secret, Jamalcha Hacharis Mishnam Chaboy, this is the lotion that the Malachim used. They say, like it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov, Dibarei Kayach, Oitzai Devorah, Lishmoye Bekol Dvoroi. Baruch Hashem is going to be blessed, the Malachov, Dvoroi, that tremendous room, Malachim, that it says that, Oitzai Devorah, that listen to his words, Lishmoye Bekol Dvoroi. So we mentioned that the Reisha Oitza, first it's written, they do, and the Hodah then it says, Lishmoya, it means that they listen, they hear, that's like Nasa V'nishma. So Klal Yisrael said these words of Nasa V'nishma, this is the type of a secret that the Malachim use, the Malachim talk this way. And the Mashal explains that the Pshat by Malach, he does not the Yetzer Ra Malach, Malach only has one reason. He's only has the will to do what Hashem tells him. Whatever Hashem tells him, he does, he has no two ways to think of it. No two ways. He has nothing to think about. He just goes and do it. That's the chance for not to stop. Do it first. And the English will not try to understand it. But no matter what course of his head, more does. So Klal Yisrael now, Maharsina, the Kabbalah, the third one, came to this Madrega Malachim. And with this, but not to the Nishma, the Kabbalah, the Madrega, that even though a regular Jew has been depleted for me, and he ate the third, we also have the Eitzara, we have the Hero, we have the choice in Tether, with the choice to the Shematlis in Tether, to be a person not really the Madrega Malach, but by the Maharsina, the Kabbalah, the Kabbalah, the Madrega Malachim, but not to be the Madrega Malachim,
I hope But The reader was part of the Dimas Kashmir Yitzchak, and Yitzchak at that time
sleep in the shop. That's what we know, the bracha of Prush of Shmonas Kohen is Gevura. We talked about Tia Tarifim, which is that to make Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak Avinu was the first one with Tia Tarifim. The last of the Shem and God in the shop. And the Torah says that it's all in the shop was not able to have children. But the new Nishama he got now, the Shasta Kedah, which is new Nishama he gave to the children. So it comes up just the opposite. I really could have thought, how could I go and kill him? I don't know what quite so well. I really think it's just the opposite. Since we went to do the Akedah, Yitzchak was going to get a new Nishama. He threw the new Nishama now to the Kedah Muslim. He was going to have children to have a check of quite so well. That's what he said, the Kedah says that Nishama. No matter what it comes, we were told this to do this, and that's the way we do it. That's why we don't lose out from doing it with. No matter how hard it is, a mitzvah is a mitzvah that we have to shmaya, we're only gain from it, we have no doubt. Now, Omar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar Rabbi Yonatan, my mitzvah was a tzadik prospect, and here in Shurim, we batin me, a kodis pichtavo, we batin me, if you have captured my heart, my sister, that you have captured my heart with one of your eyes. So let's start with one of your eyes. So we dash should be killed at the beginning. What place the first acceptance to my Sinai? That's called the Yachas Menayach. They're only attracted by one of their eyes. But like the Shatati. But later on, when they perform, when they did it, or when they attract the victims, then the Shnei Anayach, then you track it to me with both of your eyes. Like the Machu explained, like the Zenayi and the Spichlis, and the Zenayi and the Machu's Bechushas. And Kaito, of course, Machabu the Torah, they are Machabu with the Seichel, but they didn't actually do the Torah yet. And later, when they started the Machabu the Torah, that was another Majority that called the two eyes, with the Torah of Seichel to accept it, and the Torah of Chushas to actually go and be Machabu the Torah. Now the Gemara goes to say, Meister, as we know, right after Kabbalah's Torah, Chayat Shabbat has been the Dibbechet of the Eagle. So Omba Uba Uba says, Haluba Kalo Mizdak B'Tekel Tosei. How shameless is the Brony who is unfaithful while she is still in the Kupasei, the still under the Kupa. Notice this represents the actions of Meister. They were still behind the they still under the Kupak, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and still they went to the Mitzvah, like they went to go away from Hashem to do the Chet of the Egel. And Omar Rav Mori brought about Shmuel, my Kroh, what was Kothik, was in the Shira Shirim, Ashka Melech, the Mitzvibari, Nirbi. And while the king was sitting at his banquet, my perfume, he said that even though the Melech was there, and he was giving us the Vat Kovoid, a perfume meaning that we were not faithful to the king of Christ, the one that did the Chet of the Egel. Rama Rav says, the Adarian Kavibut to Gavon, but still according to the soul who's love to us. But still it says, Nosan, the light to Hitriach. The apostle just says that Christ from Nosan gave their perfume covered, it should have said, Lachin of Hitriach. Lachin of the kind of custom. Master, even though they were doing the Chet Hegel, still that those brothers would show their love to Klaistro. Like the Lashon of Tzriach would have mean it's finished, thrown out, you can't use it anymore. Not only the Lashon of Nosan, the fact is that true Klaistro did the Chet, but they can be knocked to the true bomb, and they can still be close to Klaistro from Takavei, that's what happened. And this tomorrow, like we had before, that even though Klaistro came to put the great Madrega by Kapos Patero, when they said Matzah and Nishma, they made themselves like Melochim, and they received two crowns, and I thought part of later on they lost it. In other words, I'm willing to come to High Madrega, we have to know if we don't want this stuff, we can lose it. I thought it's well lost the Madrega of Matzah and Nishma by the Chet Egel. But the mind said, we have been a Yodim, we are not Melochim, we have the Yates around, and even though they came to the High Madrega to control it, but it wasn't forever. They came later to Shkash of the Chet Egel, and for us to talk about how they went down so far, that it was the Erev Ram, whether they thought that Tzadik Tov, but I called upon him, they did things not that Hashem wanted, and there was a panic on Klaifrol, and they fell from the Madregas of Nasav Nishra, they lost their crowns. But that's because now here, that I call upon him, the Matkana Reed, that our Dainich and the Vitsi Gabon, a year is the year, and even though we do Katoyim, we have known there's a need of Tshuva, because Baruch still loves us, and is waiting for us to do Tshuva. Now, Tana Rabbanan, the Brayt would not like this, Aluvim V'einon Ovim. Those that suffer insult, but do not insult, they don't answer back. They hear that disgrace, people disgrace them, but they do not reply. They perform their mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with love, and are happy even in suffering. But even though people insult them and disgrace them, still they're happy with doing the rest of Hashem. There's aleim upon such people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the prophet says, the oyavov, but they who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says Hashem is with Barakai, shall be as the sun going forth in its might. The portion explained really is those that are the moon and the sun. They were know at the beginning the moon was just as big as the sun. But the moon insulted the sun, and Tanit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't have two great things when we establish together. And the sun kept quiet and not say anything back. And therefore the sun remained great, and the moon lost out. That's called Ketzeis Hashem Zubarakoi. People that can keep quiet, they're not answer back, but accept the suffering. And they do the mitzvah for the Ava, they understand it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they only gain on the deal. It could be the reason why this Gemara is brought down over here, because we're talking about the Klai Yisrael came to this great Madrega, like a Kabbalah Torah of Nasa V'Nishma, that the Mekabel completely Avas Hashem, Amunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's this Madrega, person has to have Amunah, and I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if somebody insults you, if somebody ranks you out, you have to know that it's Min HaShemayim, and therefore you just have to take it and be happy with it. And answering me that this should be his Yisurim. It doesn't stop you from doing mitzvahs, doesn't stop you from learning Torah. But like I said, by David HaMelech, by Shimon ben Gera, when he cursed him, that David HaMelech said, what should I do with Min HaShemayim? And therefore the Mekabel, the Yisurim, Miyava, that shows total Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything is Min HaShemayim. And by keeping quiet and by accepting it, you'll only gain, you'll only gain. Also, before we had the Omaula, that Aluva Kala Mizana Matoyah Kapos, we used Goshen of Aluva, the shamelessness that the bride had, that she was unfaithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're also going to explain this word of Oluv goes on Aluvim V'yenim Olvim. Now, Omar Reb Yechanan, my distiv, what is the Pshah in the Pasuk that says, the Pasuk in Tehillim, that Hashem Yitain Oimer HaMavastrois Tavor Rov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, as Mavasa declared, Tzavor Rov, mighty host. And it says, what does it mean to say, Tzavor Rov? The doctrine that called Dibor V'Dibor, Sheyotzen Epi Agvura, every single statement that came out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, by Har Sinai, was Nechlak L'Shivim L'Shoinis. It was divided into 70 languages. And Tzavor Rov means to every single nation, the 70 nations, like by Shas, the Kabbalah Satorah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Aseret HaDibros, every word was divided for every single nation into 70 languages. The Mashkor says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this, that the Goyim should have a tiny later. If we would have heard the Torah, if we would have understood it, we would have accepted it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Aseret HaDibros, he said it in 70 languages, that every nation heard it and understood it. And still they were not Mekabel the Torah, only Klai Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah. And Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel, the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel, it was learned that Ukepatish Yefoitzeit Tola, who is a Potik in Yimyo, that like a hammer, it breaks rock. In other words, the words of what Kodesh Baruch was able to break the rocks. What does it mean to say that Ma Patizeh Nechlok Lekamani Toitoit? Just like a hammer, when you bang on a hammer on a rock, it divides into many sparks. It's out called Dibur V'Dibur, Sheyotzen Epi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single statement, every word that came out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nechlak L'Shivim L'Shoinis, was divided into 70 languages. Now we know there's the mitzvah esrei to remember Maimed Har Sinai every single day, and all these nisim that happen there is also part of the mitzvah. We have to remember kaseida these nisim that happen b'shas kavos haTorah. And the Gemara soon will say a lot of nisim that happened, but this is one of them, that every word that came out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was divided into 70 lishonos. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Chananel Bar Popo, my dechtziv, what is the meaning of the Pasuk in Mishlei, that Shimbu be negidim adaber, listen, for I will speak princely things. In other words, I'm going to talk like a nogid, like the prince, like a king. Is lomo nimshlo ledivrei Torah kinogid? Why are the words of the Torah compared to a prince? Lemlach comes to tell us that man nogid, just like a prince, yesh by lahomus lahachios, he has in his power to kill and to give life. Is av divrei Torah the same thing with the words of the Torah? Is yesh bom lahomus lahachios? The words of the Torah have the power to kill and to give life. Now, when it says lahachyos, that a nogid could give life, so in Yaakov says it means if somebody has a judgment to be killed, he has a psak din to be killed, he could pardon him, he could save him. Same with the divrei Torah, even Rachmanis l'amotah here, you have a gezar din upon you, but amol d'schus haTorah could protect you, could give you life, extend your life. And haynu d'yoma rova, this is what Rova said, that lemaiminim bo samo dechaya, to those who grasp it with their right hand, the Torah is like a drug of life. But lemasmilim bo samo demoisa, but to those who grasp it with their left hand, it's like a drug of death. Rashi explains lemaiminim, if you grasp the Torah with your right hands, meaning asukim bekol koicham, they learn Torah, they're oisik in it with all their strength. Who true them and they're very busy with it, ladas soida, to know the clear soida, to know the secrets of it. Ka'odom hamishtamish biyad yemini shi'ika, person that uses right hand, that's the strength. When he wants to do something well, he uses right hand. But a person that learns Torah with his left hand, meaning he's not yagay, it doesn't work to really understand it. Just listens to it once and that's all, that's a soma demesa. Because you're going to come out learning the wrong pshat. If you don't work in an oisik in Torah, you're going to come out with the wrong psak, the wrong halacha, and you're going to destroy the Torah, and you're going to destroy yourself. And the Mefarshim explained, the king has the power, that even though they have judgment in court, he could overrule the court. If the judge paskes that he's potom, and the king wants him to die, he has the right to rule, he has to die. And the opposite way, if the judgment was that he should die, the king has the power to overrule it and to let him live. We have the same thing with our Torah. The person learns Torah the right way, so the Torah protects you. It's the making from the Malach HaMavis. It'll protect you from death. Mashenkin, if you do not learn it the right way, or you learn it when you're not supposed to learn it, the opposite way, it only makes it worse. It can be makariv yemisa. That's why the halacha is that if a guy learns Torah, it's chayiv misa. The Torah wasn't given for the goyim. They're not supposed to learn Torah. If they learn Torah for them, it's a samo de mesa. The Mashal learns lemamilim bo. If you learn Torah the right way, means you learn Torah lishmo. Torah lishmo means I'm learning the Torah because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah that we should learn it and we should know it. And that's called learning Torah lishmo. And lemas milim bo, you learn Torah shler lishmo, not because Hashem gave it, Hashem wants us to learn it. Stam, you have only interest in learning it, that's called lemas milim bo, that's a soma demisa. Now the Gemara says, Dovarach, or another pshat is, that when the Pasuk says, Negidim, there's this Pasuk in Mishnah that said, Shimu, ki Negidim Adam, the Kosh Baruch Hu talks like a prince. So it means like this, that called Dibor v'Dibor, Sheyotzim Epi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single word that came out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koshrim Loi Shnei Ksarim, had two crowns tied to it. Just like a nugget, like a prince. It's a Lashon Negidim, Lashon Rabim, Mashma, there were two crowns on every word that came out. Like Rashi says, what do you mean they tied crowns on it? Rashi says, Shehoyo Bei Mamish, because the words that came out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could feel it, you could see it. Venira, there's mamish there, and you could see it. Kedichsil, what the Pasuk says, Royim es hakolus. that Klai Yisrael was able to see the Kailus, the voice of Hashem. And just like they saw the words, they were also able to see the two crowns on top of the words. Again, all this is part of the Nisim that happened B'Shas Maimed HaSinai. And the Marshal explains the Pshaf from the two crowns is that every word that came out from Hashem, there's a Nigla to it and there's a Nista to it. There's the openly, we can understand it, and then there's the Nister, the hidden part of it. So with every word, like the Torah also, there's Nigla and Omer, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. My Dirsiv, what's Pshaf on the Apostles that says in Shir HaShirim, Tzoror Hamor Doidili ben Shoda Yolin, like a bundle of Moror. Doidili is my beloved one to me, ben Shoda Yolin. He lives, he lodges between my basim. So the Gemara dashin that Omro Knesses Yisulof Nai Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Klai Yisrael said back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribayne Shaloylam, Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Afal Pi Shemeitzar Umeima Li Doidi, that even though my beloved, even though Kodesh Baruch Hu has distressed and embittered me, but still, Ben Shoda Yolin, he is nevertheless, he lives between us. And Rashi says, this goes on the Chet HaEgel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away our Shnei Ksorim, took away our Yadayich, he made it bitter for us. But still, Ben Shoda Yolin means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu right away forgave us for the Chet HaEgel, and he told us to build a Mishkan. And in the Mishkan is the Shekhinah. And where is the Shekhinah? Bein Shnei Abadim, by the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in between the Shnei Abadim, which the Shnei Abadim is two poles of the Yorin. They stick out from the Proichus, and it looks like Shadayim, looks like two breasts. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu appears. He still has his love. He still loves Klai Yisrael. Another Pshat the Mashal explains is, we always say that Imoy Anochi Bitzara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, even though we have to go into Golus, even though we have pains, we have Tsar, but the Shekhinah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves Klai Yisrael. And all this is the Pshat of B'Shas Yetzias Mitzrayim. Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim with such emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lech Tech Achrayim Bamidbar, Klai Yisrael had emunah. They went into the Midbar, they listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a tremendous amount of Ava, tremendous Kesher, tremendous Bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Klai Yisrael, that will never be broken. And even though Klai Yisrael does Chatoim, even though the Chet HaEgel, still the love of Hashem is still with us, and Hashem will forgive us, and Mitzvah Hashem, the Shekhinah will always be with us. And Avada Avada, the Kesher became greater, B'Shas Kabbalas HaTorah. And again, Yabbi Shua Balevi goes weiter to explain the next Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, when the Pasuk says, Esh Kol HaKoifer, a cluster of Kaifer, Doide Li, is my beloved one, Becharmi Ein Gedi, in the vineyards of Ein Gedi. What does this mean? That means that me, Shakel Shaloi Mechapeli, he to all belongs. That means that Kodesh Baruch himself was Mechapa, forgave me. In other words, the word Eshkol means like Shakel Shaloi, because everything is to him. HaKoifer means that Kodesh Baruch was Mechaper. So Eshkol HaKoifer means the one that everything belongs to, HaKadosh Baruch himself, was Koifer, forgave me. And Al Avon Gedi, on the sin of the kid of the Chet HaEgel, Shekoramti Li, which I heaped up for myself. Now the Darsha now in the Pasuk says again that Ein Gedi, so the word Ein means like Lashon Avon, from the sin. And Gedi means the kid, that's the Chet HaEgel. When it says Bekarmi, Bekarmi Udashini means Shekoramti Li, that I heaped up, I put it together. As by the Chet HaEgel, Klai Yisrael, all brought together the gold, and over there they were Ma'ava for all different type of Avodah Zarah, that they did it to themselves. So Gemara says, My Mashma, how do we know Dai Karmi, that the word Karmi here, Lishna de Michnishu, it's a Lashon of gathering together. Is Amma Mazutra, Bereid Rav Nachman, Kiritanan, like we learned. Kiso shel koyves, shekormim olav es hakelim. There's a Mishnah that Kiso shel koyves, as the chair of the laundryman, shekormim, that he gathers up, he gathers together, heaps up, es hakelim, all the clothing. Lashon Karmi means gathering together. So now the Pasuk says, Becharmei, Ein Gedi, it means Ein Gedi means the oven of the Chet Hegel, Becharma, that they gather together. So Rashi says it means Shosafti, they gather together, Lis Avos Elohus Harbe. They had a desire then to worship all different type of Avodah Zarah. K'dechsid, what the Pasuk says in Shemais, Eile Elohecha Yisrael, they said. Again, all this proves that even though we did a terrible chet of Avodah Zarah, of the chet Hegel, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu that loves us, forgave us. Now again, V'yomar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mai dichsiv, what's on the Pasuk that says in Shir HaShirim, L'choyov ka'arugas ha'boisim, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheeks are like a bed of spices. So he darshins that it means that kol dibor v'dibor, sheyotzim epi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single word that came out of the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'shas nesines ha-Torah, is nismale kol oilom kule b'somim. The whole world became full of the fragrance of spices. Also tremendous nest, the whole world was full of good smell. Marsha says the pshat was, when Klal Yisrael heard the words of Hashem, they became faint, like we'll see later. So the smell had to revive them. Samar asked the question, V'chevon shemidiba rishin esmala, since from the first word, the whole world was full of the good smell, if so, diba sheni lehechen holach, what do we need a second time, the second statement, like, where did the smell go from that? So Gemara answers that hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu haruach me'etz reisav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the wind from his storehouses, v'yomar ve'rishon rishon, and drove away each fragrance in turn. In other words, the first word came out full of smell, then the wind came and blew it all away, then the second word a second time. Shneimar the Pasuk says, sivsoisov shoshanim, noitvois mor oiver. It means sivsoisov means his lips, shoshanim are like flowers, noitvois they drip, moreover, they drip the spice. So we darshan al tikri shoshanim, do not read the word shoshanim, like flowers, ela sheshoinim. Rather, we should read the word shoshanim, they repeat. Sheshoinim, they were repeated. So according to this, the pshat apostolic is, sivsoiso means his lips, meaning the wind that comes out. Shoshanim means repeated. Caused the spice, the smell of the spice, to go away, and every word brought another fragrance of spice. And there's all mamish nisim b'toch nisim to show the great chashivis of the Kabbalah's HaTorah. And Rashi explains, it says, Mavarishan, every time the wind blew away the smell, where did it blow it to? So Rashi says, it blew it to Gan Eden, into Gan Eden. The Marsha says that Gan Eden is 60 times larger than this world. In other words, Hashem put aside this tremendous spice, this tremendous smell, for the schar, for the reward of keeping the Torah. And he put away in Gan Eden for tzaddikim, will enjoy it there. Also, this is a symbol that Torah is supposed to be sweet to us, we're supposed to enjoy it, to love it, smells tremendous, tremendous enjoyment we should have, b'shas we're learning the Torah. Then the Gemara's Vayta, V'yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that called dibor v'dibor shiyotza mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every word that came out from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was yotza nishmoshen sa Yisrael. The nishamas, the souls of Klal Yisrael, left them, departed from them. They come out like one mesim. Shinema the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim that nafshi yotza bedabroi, my soul departed as he spoke. Smurfs the question of Meyacha Shemidiba Rishon Yotzen Shmosan. Since their souls went out after the first word, if so, Diba Sheni Heich Kibloi, how did they accept the second Diba? They weren't there anymore. Sumorin says what happened was that Hoirid Tal Shosad Lahachis by Mesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down the dew, which he'll use the Mitzvah by Tchias Mesim, which will revive the dead. Vehechio Oisom, and he brought them back to life again. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Pasuk at Hillim, that talks about Kabbalah HaTorah, Geshem Nidovois Tonuf, Elohim Nachloscho, Vinilo Ato Kenanto. Like Geshem Nidovois means a generous rain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down upon us. And Vanilla, when they were weary, like they were fainting, B'shas Kabbalah HaTorah, Ato Kenanto, you established them firmly. Let's just see one more Gemara. And the Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that kol dibo v'dibo sheyotzma pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every word that came out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shat HaSeras HaDibrois, is Chozru Yisrael li'achareim shnei mosa mil. Klai Yisrael retreated 12 mil. For your Malchei HaShoros medadid in Oison, and the Malchei HaShoros had to come to help them to come back. They like pushed the medad in Oison, they moved them. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Pasuk and Tehillim, that Malachei Tzavois Yudoidudin Yudoidun, that the angels, they came and moved them slowly. His Al-Tikri Yudoidun, do not read the word Yudoidun, but rather Yudadun, that they helped others to move, that the Malachim had helped Klai Yisrael move back to their place. It's really a stira. From the drosha before, is Matzma is Mashma Yotshin Esmoson, that after every Dibu they come out died. Near Tzmashma, they didn't die, but they went back Yud Beis Mil, and then had to be brought back again. So you could learn that first they jumped back Yud Beis Mil, and there was like they were mace. And there came the Tchias Amesim, the Tal, and then the Malachim brought them back. And also he had the Gemara before, that after every Dibu, Kodesh Baruch Hu brought down a tremendous smell. And we said the Mashor says the Pshat was that not that they died, but just they became faint. And the smell made them feel good again. So the horse, little steerer, did they die? Didn't they die? They just fainted, they go back. And the Mashor learns Pshat is that there are different parts of Klai Yisrael. Some people acted that their mamish died. When they heard the Saras Adibros, there was Yotzen Nishmoson. And mamish came down a towel of Tchias Amesim. For some of them, they became faint. And for them, it was enough just to have this beautiful smell that came to revive them. And some of them, Taka, fled back Yud Beis Mil, and they needed Malachim to help them come back again. So mamish is all part of the Nisim that happened b'shas Kabbalah Satoira, this choshev event that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming down to talk to us. Every yid acted differently, felt different according to how much kedusha you had. That's how much, when the kedusha went in, how much it affected you. Some were faint, some were killed, and some were moved back. You